T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Wake your asses up. Al Cintron on The Fan. The number to join the show, 877-337-6666. On the other side of the glass is Paulie Rosenberg. Dante DiVincenzo drops 40. Stop trying to hype that in the glass. I see you, Paulie. Dante drops 40. Knicks route the Pistons. Nets finally win a game. Shohei Ohtani scandal. Still some unanswered questions. Opening day week is finally here. We don't know if the weather's going to cooperate in New York. Jets and Giants news, and that's where I'm starting. I'm starting with the New York Football Jets. You know, the team that hasn't made the playoffs in God knows how long and hasn't won a Super Bowl since the 60s, hasn't appeared in a Super Bowl since the 60s. And their head coach spoke today. And I got to say, if I was a Jet fan, I'd be pretty upset. When your coach comes out and says, when they ask him a question, you know, if you don't make the playoffs this year, if it's a failure, and he says he'll never say that, that is weak sauce. That is garbage. It's been 3 years of what, 7-win seasons? Last year, we all know what happened. Aaron Rodgers, 4 plays into the season, goes down. I know they were 4-3 at one point, but then season just went down the tubes. Didn't have a quarterback. Offensive line was trash. Joe Douglas has done a phenomenal job this offseason. I know Jets fans panicked. You know, first 24 to 48 hours into free agency, no moves were being made. Thought he was sleeping at the wheel, but he was cooking. And he did what he was supposed to do. Shored up the offensive line, hopefully. Added Mike Williams. But for your coach to come out and say anything short of the playoffs is a fail, he says he's not going to say that? That's a disgrace. That's a disgrace. I know he did say that he agrees in the fourth year. Team has to make the playoffs. Well, his quote was, I guess you could say that. No! You have to make the playoffs. If you don't make the playoffs the fourth year, you're done. You're done. Your GM has given you all the tools to succeed. All the tools to succeed. And you still have the number 10 pick in the draft. Then you can either trade up, trade out, get more picks. But Robert Saleh, can you grow a pair? Can you put yourself out there? Especially after last season and say, you know what? It has to be the playoffs. Playoffs or nothing. Or that's it. That's it. I'm out. Let your team know that it's the playoffs. That's the most important thing. Get to the playoffs and then go from there. You got to be in it to win it. And what Robert Saleh did today was absolutely weak. It was weak. And I'm sure he's a nice guy, but nice guys finish last, especially in this town. Especially for a fan base that's dying for success. dying for playoff football. Hoping to see a Super Bowl trophy before they die. How about hopefully seeing their team play in the Super Bowl? And for their coach to say that, for him to say that, I'd be so disappointed. I'd be like, this is my coach? This is the guy that's supposed to lead my team to the promised land? I hope Aaron Rodgers has a bunch of motivational speeches ready because Rob Saleh's not doing it. He's just not. He does not. Now, I know they say that they play for their coach and all these things, but come on, man. It's your fourth year. There's been zero success. There's been nothing to get excited about. Okay, got Aaron Rodgers. Everything was exciting. You know, you're on Hard Knocks, talking all that trash, talking all that smack, wearing the big chains, sticking your chest out. 86 Bears. 85 Bears, sorry. 85 Bears. I'm thinking 86 Mets. At least the team with the Ets won the championship. But he has to step up, man up, grab this by the horns and say, you know what? Yeah, we have to make the playoffs. It's a failure if we don't. It's a failure if we don't. The fans want to see playoff football. They're paying an arm and a leg for tickets. The ticket prices get raised up. And you want to have something to get excited about. You want your coach to get you excited as well. With Robert Saleh, it's like watching paint dry. And even watching paint dry is more exciting than listening to him talk. Joe Douglas has given him everything to succeed. That's what you want from management. That's what you want from ownership. The Jets on paper, I know on paper, a lot of things can go wrong, are a legit Super Bowl team, if healthy. And I can say that about every team in every sport. Fans last year were pumped up. The players talked a lot. And what happened? Flop. And then, yes, Aaron Rodgers went down. It was a huge disappointment. The defense tried as long as they could to hold it together for the offense, which was atrocious, historically bad. The O-line was absolutely terrible. Dalvin Cook was a bust. I was hoping Zach Wilson would do something. He did not. But now you shored up the offensive line. Now you added Mike Williams, a downfield threat. You have the number 10 pick. Which way do you go? You can go several places. You can add to the offensive line. You can draft a tight end. Hello, Brock Bowers. Maybe one of the elite receivers drops to you. Maybe. Or you can trade up to get one of them. You can package your 10 and 72 and 111 and move up. If you want one of those elite, elite wide receivers. And I know this is the deepest wide receiver draft in years. Years. But protect Aaron Rodgers. You have Garrett Wilson, Mike Williams, Breece Hall. If you don't like Brock Bowers, I've been saying for weeks, a guy that could fit in, a Logan Thomas, he's available. I would take Brock Bowers at 10. Go give Aaron Rodgers another weapon. And that's a guy who could be on your team, your tight end for the next 10 to 12 years. He is a beast. He is a beast. And I've watched a lot of him in college football. He's the real deal. Now look at your core. Breece Hall, Garrett Wilson, and Brock Bowers, offensive weapons. The defense is elite, no question about it. No question about it. But it's win now. Aaron Rodgers is not 29 years old. He's in his 40s, coming off a horrible injury. Who knows how he's going to respond? Jadeveon Clowney's on the radar as well.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Go look at the contract that's been signed. Most have been 1-year deals. It's win now. So yes, Robert Saleh, if you don't make the playoffs, it's a failure. It's a failure. Joe Douglas did his job. He did what needed to be done. You still have the draft ahead of you. And now it's up to this coaching staff and these players to respond. And it's up to this coaching staff to put these players in the proper position to win. Because if not, all their asses are fired. And they all deserve to go. Now I know Aaron Rodgers, he wants to play another 3-4 years. Man, with that guy, it's every week you don't know what the hell's going to happen. It's so unpredictable. He's so unpredictable. But what Joe Douglas did this offseason should make all Jet fans forget last season. Really should. And I know it's hard as a Jet fan because it's always negative. It's always bad. It's always same old Jets. It's always been the narrative. You haven't been to the Super Bowl since the 60s. The 60s! Haven't been to the playoffs. What is it, the longest drought in the league? So yes, Robert Saleh, if you don't make the playoffs, it is a failure. Across the board. Top to bottom. 877-337-666. You're a Jet fan, right? You think what he said is weak sauce, Paulie?
Yeah, I think a lot of people in those positions are just a little scared of what they don't want to come off too aggressive. But yes, if the Jets don't make the playoffs this season, yes, it is a failure.
Simple.
Yeah, it's simple. That frustrated me. Woody's comments on Zach frustrated me. And again, this is coming off an offseason where Joe Douglas was really, really good. Like, they added a really, really good mix of players they added to this team. And they can't get out of their own way. Because the coach is too afraid to, for whatever reason, to go out on the ledge a little bit. And the owner is a dope.
I agree with you on the second part and the first part.
the owner's a dope.
I totally agree with you. I mean, that record Woody Johnson as the owner is atrocious as well. I know Joe Douglas as GM, the record stinks as well. But what Jet fans need to do is don't do what you did last year. Don't brag and boast and make all sorts of noise. Let the team do the talking for you. Because you saw what happened last year. You were excited. You were talking all this smack on social media to each other. Some of you even mocked my team. To me. You know who you are. Lewis and Manny. You know who you are. And I was rooting for you guys. I root for the Jets. I really do. But this coach, it's weak. It's weak. Put yourself out there. The fans will be like, you know, oh man, he really did it. This time he finally manned up. He put himself out there. He finally took a step and said, you know what? Yeah, if we don't make the playoffs, it's a failure. He put the pressure on the players as well to let them know this is it. This is it. But Joe Douglas did what he had to do. He's given this roster all it needs. He's given this coaching staff all it needs. And you still have the draft ahead of you. You still can make some moves here before the draft, during the draft. And again, this Jet team, if healthy, should be right there with the Chiefs, right there with the Ravens, right there with all the top teams in the AFC. The Bills and the Dolphins this offseason have taken a step back. They had to cut players, salary cap reasons. The Jets are right there. Right there. Their biggest opponent, in my opinion, is going to be health. If they can stay healthy, the playoffs should be easy pickings. They should get there easy. I know I'm going to hear from Jet fans, oh, no, nothing comes easy with the Jets. Please don't say that. No, I'm going to say it. I won't be dumb enough to pick them to win the Super Bowl like I did last year. I'll never make that mistake again. That's for damn sure. And maybe that's a good thing. But if Robert Saleh does not make the playoffs, the Jets don't make the playoffs this year, that man's getting the pink slip.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.